Chapter 29, School for Foreign Students, SFS, and Au Pair. Agreement. Also. Called. Change. Choose. Chose. Competition. Country. Course. Date. Daughter. Elder. Email. Hope. Host. The host family. Internet site. Join. Learning. Letter. Lived. Nearest. North America and Eurasia. Once. Participant. Past. Pay. Paid. Person. Possibility. Problem. Sent. Servant. Since. As. Since. Standard. The United States. The USA. Twice. Unfair. Village. Visited. Wrote. School for Foreigner Students, SFS, and Au Pair. Robert's sister, brother, and parents lived in Germany. They lived in Hanover. The sister's name was Gabby. She was 20 years old. She had learned English since she was 11 years old. When Gabby was 15 years old, she wanted to take part in the program SFS. SFS gives the possibility for some high school students from Eurasia to spend a year in the USA, living with a host family, and studying in an American school. The program is free. Airplane tickets, living with a family, food, studying at American school are paid by SFS. But by the time when she got the information about the competition date from the internet site, the competition day had passed. Then she learned about the program Des Au Pair. This program gives its participants the possibility to spend a year or two in another country living with a host family, looking after children, and learning at a language course. Since Robert was studying in San Francisco, Gabby wrote him an email. She asked him to find a host family for her in the USA. Robert looked through some newspapers and internet sites with adverts. He found some host families from the USA on AuPairWorld.net. Then Robert visited an au pair agency in San Francisco. He was consulted by a woman. Her name was Alice Sunflower. "My sister is from Germany. She would like to be an au pair with an American family. Can you help on this matter?" Robert asked Alice. "I will be glad to help you. We place au pairs with families all over the USA. An au pair is a person who joins a host family to help around the house and look after children. The host family gives the au pair food, a room, and pocket money. Pocket money may be from $200 to $600. The host family must pay for a language course for the au pair as well," Alice said. "Are there good and bad families?" Robert asked. "There are two problems about choosing a family. First, some families think that an au pair is a servant who must do everything in the house, including cooking for all family members, cleaning, washing, working in the garden, etc. But an au pair is not a servant. An au pair is like an elder daughter or son of the family who helps parents with younger children. To protect their rights, au pairs must work out an agreement with the host family. Do not believe it when some au pair agencies or host families say that they use a standard agreement. There is no standard agreement. The au pair can change any part of the agreement if it is unfair. Everything that an au pair and host family will do must be written in an agreement. The second problem is this. Some families live in small villages where there are no language courses and few places where an au pair can go in free time. In this situation, it is necessary to include in the agreement that the host family must pay for two-way tickets to the nearest big town when the au pair goes there. It may be once or twice a week." "I see. My sister would like a family from San Francisco. Can you find a good family in this city?" Robert asked. "Well, there are about 20 families from San Francisco now," Alice answered. She telephoned some of them. The host families were glad to have an au pair from Germany. Most of the families wanted to get a letter with a photograph from Gabby. Some of them also wanted to telephone her to be sure that she can speak English a little. So Robert gave them her telephone number. Some host families called Gabby. Then she sent them letters. At last, she chose a suitable family and, with the help of Alice, worked out an agreement with them. The family paid for the ticket from Germany to the USA. At last, Gabby started for the USA full of hopes and dreams.